drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm taking it better if you drive. Girls like you run around with guys like me just sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me just sundown.
Time now for postseason high school athletics here on 96.9 The Pulse. Today's game is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network. To stream live coverage of today's game, head to mscsports.net or download our free app. Just search for the MSC Radio app. And now, let's head to today's game here on 96.9 The Pulse.
For the first time since 2013, the Silver Lake baseball team is one win away from a state championship. And for the first time since 2011, the Eagles could win that title since their last one came in 2011, which is a 15-year drought. Looking for their 16th state championship in school history today against the Girard Trojans, who are making the first ever appearance in the state championship contest. It's the 3A state championship from Thornton Family Stadium in Manhattan on the campus of Kansas State University. Wade Gershon with you along with studio engineer Bobby Inniking as it's the Trojans versus the Eagles. It's the 8 seed versus the 7 seed for a 3A state championship. Silver Lake with a win on Monday in Emporia. Complete game shutout. Kipton Kruger 5 innings. Dane Johnson the final 2. Jax Ross with the RBI double and a really good play in left field to preserve a 1-0 win. Then Wednesday, Silver Lake knocked off Russell in extra innings in 8 innings, 2-1. Miles Kibbe, RBI double in the 4th, made it 1-0. Russell tied it in the bottom of the 6th, but Kipton Kruger a triple. Kibbe a sacrifice fly, gave Silver Lake a 2-1 lead. Dane Johnson shut it down. 8 innings, just 1 hit, 1 run, 6 Ks and a walk. And Silver Lake is back in the state championship game for the 20th time in school history. Girard, meanwhile, the number 7 seed. They knocked out the 2 seed, Jeff West, 6-1 Monday in Overland Park. Cam Smith, their star junior pitcher, who is committed to play baseball at the University of Arkansas, went 5 2/3, struck out 9, gave up just 1 run, a couple of hits. And then Wednesday in the semifinals, Girard escaped in a close game as well, knocking off Burlington, the number 3 seed. Burlington had runners at 2nd and 3rd with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th, but Girard was able to get a ground out to hold on and win the contest to improve to 23-5. It's Girard and Silver Lake for the 3A Boys Baseball State Championship. We'll tell you more about the teams and look at the lineups and the defensive alignment as well when we return on 96.9 The Pulse.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation. Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake! Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripau Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripau Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Bobby Enneking, Wade Gerstner with you from Thornton Family Stadium here in Manhattan. It is the final day of state baseball. The 4A state champion crowned earlier today, Mulvane. The Wildcats knocking off the Wildcats of Hayden by a final of 9-4. McPherson won the third place game 11-0. Later today, the 2-1A boys state championship will take place between TMP and Pittsburgh Colgan. It could be a very big next 24 hours for Silver Lake in their school history, because for the fourth time, Silver Lake could win a baseball state championship and a softball state championship in the same year, which is remarkable. 1996, 2005, 2009, all three of those years, Silver Lake won the state title in both baseball and softball. And now, both baseball and softball are one win away from a state title here in 2026. Silver Lake looking for their 16th in baseball, and the Lady Eagles softball team tomorrow at 11 a.m., which you can hear right on 96.9 The Pulse. They'll be taking on Southeast Saline. The Trojans are number one seed. So oddly enough, standing in the way of Silver Lake baseball and Silver Lake softball today and tomorrow, the Trojans. The Girard Trojans today making their first ever state championship game appearance, looking for their first ever state championship. Southeast Lean tomorrow in Lawrence against the Silver Lake Eagle base softball team. As Southeast Lean looking for their first ever state championship as well. So you've got history, tons of state championships for Silver Lake baseball, 15 to be exact, softball 13, looking to add to those lofty totals today and tomorrow. And you've got Girard baseball and Southeast Lean softball looking for their first ever state championship today and tomorrow. So certainly a contrast when it comes to championship history with those high school baseball and softball programs. Silver Lake is 6-6 in one-run games this year, but more importantly, they're 2-0 in one-run games of state. The 1-0 shutout win over the number one seed Council Grove on Monday in Emporia, then a 2-1 win over Russell Victoria, who was the number four seed, to win eight innings, and Silver Lake was able to prevail 2-1. Girard has been stingy defensively, and their pitching's been fantastic, just like Silver Lake's, beating Jeff West 6-1 on Monday, and then winning 2-1 over Burlington on Wednesday. And Girard, led by their star pitcher Cam Smith, he will get the ball tonight. 8-1 on the season. He struck out 93 batters, 57 innings, ERA of 0.27. He's a junior, he's already committed to play baseball in the SEC at the University of Arkansas. So it's the 8 seed Silver Lake, the 7 seed Girard. The last time Silver Lake won a state championship baseball was 2011. Tyler Seeley, the head coach of this year's team, was a member of that 2011 team under head coach Alan Cunningham, who won 6 titles at the helm at Silver Lake before Coach Seeley took over just a few years ago. Coach Seeley, 98-43 in his 6 years as a head coach of Silver Lake baseball and leading Silver Lake to the state tournament a year ago, losing first round to Heston, and then this year making it all the way to the state championship contest. Girard comes in 23-5, a member of the CNC League. Silver Lake, of course, a member of the Big East League, went 12-8, tied for fourth in the Big East, 18-11 overall, coming into the state championship tilt from Manhattan. We will have the opening pitch and more when we return on the other side of this timeout. It's Silver Lake baseball going for a state championship today against Girard on 96.9 The Pulse.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future.
Back with you here from Toyton Family Stadium, the site of the 3A state baseball championship today between the 8-seed Silver Lake Eagles and the 7-seed Girard Trojans. Let's introduce you to the starting lineup. Silver Lake Division on the scoreboard as they are the lower seed. The 7-8 seeds make it to the championship tilt. Brady Hogle, senior, will play center field and bat first. Dane Johnson, senior, will bat second and play second base. Playing first base, senior Drew Womack, who leads the team in home runs and RBIs, he'll bat third. Batting cleanup, the freshman Kipton Kruger, who will be the starting pitcher today for Silver Lake. Miles Kibbe, a junior, will bat fifth, the Eagle third baseman. Catching and batting sixth, sophomore Dom Monholland. Batting seventh, senior and designated hitter Ben Renfro. Batting eighth for the Eagles in left field, sophomore Jax Ross. And batting ninth, a junior in right field, Aiden Strickland. Lane Ray will not bat, play defense only. He's a junior. He will play shortstop. So it's Brady Hogle, Dane Johnson, Drew Womack, Kipton Kruger, Miles Kibbe, Dom Monholland, Ben Renfro, Jax Ross, Aiden Strickland, and Lane Ray playing defense at shortstop. Tyler Seeley, head coach, in a six-year record of 98-43, assisted by Kyle Porter, who was head coach of the state champion Lady Eagle girls basketball team, and Tyler Ross, also assistant for Coach Seeley. That batting order will face Cam Smith, junior, wears number 15 for Girard. He is committed to play baseball at the University of Arkansas. 8-1 on the year, 93 Ks and 57 innings worth, ERA of 0.27, went 5 2/3, struck out 9. Jeff West batters, 1 run, 2 hits, as Girard able to get by the 2-seed Jeff West on Monday in Overland Park 6-1. And then on Wednesday, they beat Burlington, the 3-seed 2-1, with another great pitching performance by Breyer Schultz. As Schultz is 7-2 with an ERA of 2.08. But Girard, once again, their first ever state championship contest when it comes to baseball. Silver Lake making their 20th state championship game appearance, winning the title 15 times, state runner-up 4 times. They've also been third on 4 other occasions, but looking for their first state championship since 2011. Girard, their starting lineup, batting first, playing right field, freshman Briggs Buckingham. Batting second to second baseman sophomore Briar Schultz. Hayden Ashbacher is a senior. He will bat third and play left. He's the only senior on the roster for Girard. Robbie Bruning is a junior. He'll play shortstop and bat fourth. Batting fifth and playing third base sophomore Jackson Smith. Blake Brokop is a junior and catcher. He'll bat sixth. Hitting seventh, the freshman, a designated hitter, Drake Smith. Batting eighth, first baseman, junior Ben Cullen. Batting ninth will be another junior, Corbin Bowen, who plays center field. And then it will be Cam Smith on the mound. He will not bat. Will play defense only, but he will be the starting pitcher for Girard. The head coach for Girard, Bob Fornelli. If you remember that name, you should. He's a Hall of Famer. As a head coach at Emporia State, Fort Hays State University, led the Hornets and the Tigers to Division II national runner-ups. He retired from Pittsburgh State a year ago. He's a Hall of Fame coach. In his first year, he has Girard in the first ever state championship game appearance. Safe to say, he knows what he's doing, assisted by Alex Kapka and Brendan Schmidt. And once again, it is Briggs Buckingham, Briar Schultz, Aiden Ashbacher, Robbie Bruning, Jackson Smith, Blake Brokop, Drake Smith, Ben Cullen, Corbin Bowen, and Cam Smith for Girard here today. A reminder, tomorrow we'll have more play from the diamond, as it will be the 3A girls state championship game from Lawrence at Rocha Ballpark. Southeast Sweeney, 26-1, the one seed, will take on Silver Lake, the three seed at 27-4. Silver Lake Lady Eagles hitting Colby by run rule on Monday, 10-0 in five innings. Roll past Haven, 12-6 in the semis. Southeast Lane shutting out Lakin, 7-0. Got by Jeff West in seven innings, 2-1. Southeast taking their first ever title. Silver Lake, Lady Eagles softball team. State runner-ups the last 2 years, hoping a third time is a charm. And they could win their 14th state championship in school history. That's tomorrow at 11 a.m. It was originally supposed to be played today, but because of the weather yesterday, the 3A and 4A state softball championship games moved to tomorrow, which helps us out perfectly so we could have Silver Lake on 96.9, the Pulse, both baseball today, softball tomorrow, and allows yours truly to be able to call both state championship games and allows the Silver Lake faithful and their communities to support both teams on two separate days. So it's worked out perfectly. We're going to take a timeout for the national anthem. We'll be back with you in 1 minute on 96.9 Pulse.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Hogel Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogel Plumbing and Sewer Service.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our national anthem has been played. It is time to play ball here from Manhattan, along with studio engineer Bobby Innick and Wade Gershner with you. It's a 3A state baseball championship between the Silver Lake Eagles and the Girard Trojans. Weather here near first pitch time, 81 degrees, partly cloudy skies. There were some showers earlier today that have moved out from Manhattan. Looks like we'll have a very nice day for this 3A state baseball championship. The 2-1A title game will be played after this one at about 6:40 tonight. 325 down the left field line, 320 down the right field line, 390 to straightaway center, 375 to left center and right center here at Thornton Family Stadium. Beautiful ballpark here in Manhattan. I've been fortunate enough to fill in on a few occasions over the years covering K-State baseball from this facility for the K-State Sports Network, and now get to be here for a state championship baseball game, which I was here for that a year ago as well on our sister station 103.9 Kansas. Sabatha, who was the eight seed, made it all the way to the state championship game. Actually, take that back. They ended up taking third did Sabatha. So I didn't get to do a state championship game a year ago, but was here for the final day of festivities as we had Silver Lake and Jeff West both losing in the first round a year ago, and Sabatha made it to the semis, lost in the semis in a heartbreaker, and then took home third place. Now a year later, Jeff West made it, lost in the first round to Girard, and Silver Lake has punched their ticket to the state championship game. And the Silver Lake team, if you would have said before the season Silver Lake's going to be in the state championship, I think a lot of Silver Lake people would have told you, okay, that seems to be pretty lofty expectations. Lost some really good talent from a year ago. They made it to state. But they got off to a slow start, and then started to gel. Started to get better pitching more consistently after their top pitcher. And then they started to hit the ball more consistently. Their defense improved. And next thing you know, they're in the state championship game with a record of 18-11. But it does take a little bit of luck, or you need a big hit to get here. Silver Lake could have easily lost in the first round of their 3A regional tournament. They were down 4-1 to Perry LeCompton, 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh when Drew Womack had a two-run homer, a walk-off. Silver Lake won that game, could have easily lost and been done. Then they went to Sabatha, knocked off the one-seed Blue Jays, 5-1. Regional championship game, Sabatha against Riverside, had to go 8 innings, and they won 7-2. And then on Monday against Council Grove, they had just a couple of hits, but their pitching was fantastic and some really good defense. And they outlasted Council Grove 1-0, a team they beat in the regional final a year ago. So they were familiar and somewhat comfortable playing them this year. And then the semifinals against Russell, that too going 8 innings. And Silver Lake prevailed 2-1 with Gipton Kruger, the triple, and the sack fly by Miles Kibbe to drive in the go-ahead run in the top of the eighth. Dane Johnson slammed the door in the bottom of the eighth. Now, Dane is not available to pitch today due to the pitch counts, the rules and regulation of that. So Cam Smith, the junior, will get ready to throw the first pitch of the ball game for Girard. Jackson Smith is at third base, Robbie Brinning at short. Second base, Briar Schultz. First base, Ben Cullen. Right field, Briggs Buckingham. Corbin Bowen is a center fielder. Aiden Ashbacher, the only senior on the team for Girard, is in left field. And the catcher for the Trojans of Girard is Blake Brokop. If you wonder where Girard is located, I actually did games. I went to school at Pittsburgh State University my last 2 years, and I did Girard basketball, girls and boys basketball and football games down there when I lived in southeast Kansas in Pittsburgh. Girard is about a 20, 30-minute drive to the west of Pittsburgh. So we are ready to go. Silver Lake's leadoff man, Brady Hogle, steps in, shows bunt, bunts it foul high up in the air over the screen and caught by a Girard Trojan young lady to our left, a web gym from the fan on the first pitch of the ball game. Silver Lake, the gold jerseys with the maroon numerals and lettering, white pants with the maroon stripe. Cam Smith kicks and brings it home. Fastball is upstairs. Ball one. Girard is in their home whites with the maroon numerals lettering outline in the gold, the maroon caps with the gold bill, and they have maroon and gold on their sleeves. Fastball misses inside. 2-1 the count from Cam Smith to Brady Hogle. Glad you could tune in for the 3A state championship game here from Manhattan on a Friday. It's been a very busy week of baseball and softball regional action, and we have coverage on our family of stations and online from the state track and field championships in Wichita today and tomorrow as well. As that pitch is in for a strike. 2-2 the count on Brady Hogle, a left-handed batter. The senior swings, chopper to first. It is handled there and going to the back for the first out of the game is Ben Cullen. Hit right at him, takes one step to his left, steps on the bag for the first out of the ball game. The three unassisted. And here's Dane Johnson. Dane hitting 293, 29 hits, a home run, 21 driven in, 13 stolen bases. And he's been sensational on the mound as he swings and misses at a fastball. Two innings, didn't give up a hit, a run, got the save in the 1-0 win over Council Grove on Monday. The 0-1 from Cam Smith, sweeper outside, 1-1. And then Wednesday, Dane went a complete game, and it went an extra inning. So he threw all 8 innings. And threw like 80-some pitches as the 1-1 is a chopper to third. Charging, firing Jackson Smith, and pulls the first base on the bag, but he tags Dane Smith coming down the line for the second out. But Dane gave up just one hit, in 10 innings of work in the state tournament, one run and six Ks against Russell on Wednesday. He had a couple against Council Grove and just one walk. So spectacular tournament on the hill for Dane Johnson. What can Dane not do? Two down, and here's Drew Womack. Off-speed pitch, catches the inside corner, strike one. Drew is the power hitter for Silver Lake, a senior hitting .402, 9 home runs, 41 RBIs, 38 runs scored, 13 doubles. And he fouls it straight back on a fastball. He's also stolen 10 bases. But Drew's two-run homer in the bottom of the seventh, the walk-off win, the first round of regionals against Perry LeCompton. Without that swing of the bat, Silver Lake very likely not here today. The 0-2 pitch to Womack. Swings and misses at a change. And down in order go the Eagles of Silver Lake. After half inning, Silver Lake nothing. Gerard's coming up. 3A State Championship Baseball. 96.9 The Pulse, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Manhattan on 96.9 The Pulse, 3A State Championship game, Silver Lake versus Girard. The Eagles go down in order in the top half of the first against star right-handed pitcher for Girard, Cam Smith. Briggs Buckingham, a freshman, the leadoff, Briar Schultz, Aiden Ashbacher, anybody gets on, Robbie Bruning. Girard, just one senior on the roster, one senior, five juniors, two sophomores, and two freshmen that start. They have 17 on the roster. Just the one senior, eight juniors, three sophomores, and five freshmen from the CNC League. They have five losses. Two of those to Frontenac, who is a 3A state qualifier. Two losses to Baxter Springs, and one loss to Iola. Captain Kruger kicks and fires and misses outside for a ball to Briggs Buckingham. Freshman hitting 400, 15 RBIs, 19 stolen bases. Kipton Kruger 4-2 on the year, ERA a 3.00. And breaking ball misses 2-0. Kipton throwing 44 innings this year, his eighth start of the year, 13th appearance on the mound, allowed 39 hits, 19 earned runs, walked 28, struck out 42. He's hit 10 batters. Pitches in for a strike, 2-1. A year ago, Kipton Kruger was in eighth grade. Fast forward. He was a starting quarterback his freshman year on the football team that made it to the playoffs, and now he's the starting pitcher as a freshman in the 3A state championship game. And his dad, Shannon, who, of course, is the head coach of the boys' basketball team, an amazing athlete himself, is sitting right below us to our left, cheering on his son. Kipton comes home, and this is outside for a leadoff walk by a little bit of nerves for the freshman. Buckingham is aboard to start the bottom of the first for Girard, brings up Briar Schultz, a sophomore, second baseman for Girard. Schultz 7-2 on the mound this year, ERA at 2.08. He's hitting .489, 29 ribbies, 37 runs scored. He's stolen 23 bases. And you got Buckingham over there as a threat to steal. Swing and a miss. Had a changeup from Kipton Kruger. Briar Schultz was outstanding in the win over Burlington on Wednesday. Cam Smith was great Monday against Jeff West. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Monholland, quick trigger, but a little bit high. And the runner had that stolen off the jump in the lead. So Buckingham steals second. Runner in scoring position. Nobody out. Bottom of the first. No score. 3A state baseball championship for Manhattan. Sprayed foul to the right. Count 0-2 on Briar Schultz. Silver Lake making their 41st state tournament appearance. They lost in the first round of state a year ago to Heston. That's their second straight tournament appearance after not making states since 17 prior to last year, when they finished third that in 2017. Basketball wasted outside 1-2. Reiner at second gets the lead. Kruger comes home, misses high, 2-2. It's Jackson Ross in left field, Brady Hogle in center, Aiden Strickland in right. Miles Kibbe at third, Lane Ray at short, Dane Johnson at second, Drew Womack Manning first, behind the plate, sophomore Don Monholland, and the pitcher, the freshman Kipton Kruger. There goes the runner, pitches outside, runner steals it, but out of throw. To Buckingham, a freshman, walks, steals second, steals third, trying to manufacture a run on his own. Breyer Schultz, a sophomore, he was down in the count 0-2. It's now 3-2. The pitch by Kipton Kruger is a ground ball to short. Ray looks to runner back, throws the first in. The first out recorded. And Ray did a good job to look the runner back before throwing across the diamond to first. Buckingham does not score. 6-3 goes the play. One down, and here's Aiden Ashbacher, the left fielder and the only senior for this Girard team. Hitting 382, 21 RBIs, 30 runs scored. He's stolen 29 bases. Girard steals a lot of bases. They're aggressive on the base pass. Swing and a miss. At a breaking ball from Kipton Kruger, 0-1. This is Silver Lake's 20th state championship game appearance. The call strike, 0-2. Second straight batter, Kipton Kruger's jumped ahead, 0-2. Silver Lake's last baseball state championship came in 2011 under Coach Alan Cunningham. Ground ball through the hole and in the left field past the third baseman. Coming down the line from third, crossing home plate, is Buckingham. And Girard strikes first on an RBI single by their senior, Aiden Ashbacher. So one run in, and here's Robbie Bruning, a junior. You got to worry about Ashbacher over at first. He has 29 stolen bases. There he goes. Pitches outside. Monholland, pretty good throw. But since the pitch was outside, unable to gun down the runner at second, it was Dane Johnson covering on the bag from the second base position. It is a stolen base for Ashbacher. So three stolen bases in the inning for Girard. And Wilford is through past the first base for Womack, who almost got a glove on it. Rounding third to throw home. They let it go through, and then standing up, scoring from second, is Aiden Ashbacher on an RBI single by Robbie Bruning, junior shortstop for Girard. Bruning didn't hit it particularly well, maybe even off the end of the bat, but looped it just enough that Womack, ranging to his right at first, couldn't quite leap in time to snare it. And a fastball fouled straight back to Jackson Smith, sophomore third baseman for Girard. So the Trojans in their first ever state championship game with two runs on a couple of hits. And the leadoff man got aboard. They had a big jump over at first. And Monal has no chance at all to throw out Bruning. No throw. So that is four stolen bases in the inning. Coach Steele wants to talk things over with his freshman pitcher, Kipton Kruger, because Bruning got a gigantic lead and was taking off before Kipton even came to the plate. So I don't know if Kipton is just easy to read right now for Girard, or if Kipton's not keeping a close eye on first base and the runner over there. Maybe that's what Coach C is talking about. But whatever the case may be, Girard is running rampant on the base paths with four stolen bases. There's still just one out in the bottom of the first. 2-0, Girard with the lead. One ball, one strike on Jackson Smith with Robbie Bruning at second. Kruger checks the runner. Slide step comes home. It's fouled off to the right and out of play behind the bleachers here at Thornton Family Stadium in Manhattan on the campus of Kansas State University. Silver Lake making their first state championship game appearance since 2013. As we said, the last time they won it was 2011. And now Kruger, he was trying a curveball that didn't curve. And it nails Jackson Smith right above the waistline in his back. Kipton's hit 11 batters now in the season, hit four batters in that Council Grove 1-0 win on Monday in the first round of state. So Girard trying to put up a big number in the first inning. And remember, And after the second, a pickoff play and the shortstop second baseman almost run into each other. And I thought for a second that throw might sail in the center field. Got the Wildcat logo behind home plate. It is turf on the infield, outfield, all the way across here in Manhattan. Fastball outside for a ball. And then there's a purple K and S in center field outlined in white. And then the purple K dash state. Down the third base and first base lines. Wildcats is what's stenciled in here on the first base side in purple outlined in white. Swing and a miss there by Blake Brokob, the junior catcher. Outfield playing straight away. 1-1 pitch, 2-0 Girard. Pitch misses inside. 2-1. Buckingham walked, stole second, stole third. Scored an RBI single by Ashbacher. He stole second. Came then around to score on RBI single by Brunick. Pop up right side. Right fielder Strickland making a long run. Dives and can't come up with it. Good effort there by the junior right fielder for Silver Lake. So Brunning had the RBI single drive in. Ashbacher made it 2-0. He then stole second. Jackson Smith hit by a pitch. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the second, 2-0, Girard. And remember, Cam Smith, the starting pitcher for Girard, has an ERA of 0.27. So two runs could possibly be enough for how good he is. Batter asks for time and steps out. It's granted by the home plate umpire. In the Hayden Mulvane 4A state championship earlier today, the first base coach for Hayden was thrown out of the game, ejected for arguing a call, and a fan for Hayden was thrown out of the game as well by the home plate umpire. There go the runners. Monahan throws it down to third, not in time. Two more stolen bases for Girard. Bruning the third and Smith the second. Six stolen bases in this first inning for Girard. The 3-2. Foul straight back. Off the bat of Brokaw. Right-handed batter steps in. The 3-2 payoff pitch is low and away. Ball four. Brokaw walks. Kipton Kruger. Very effective against Council Grove, five innings plus, did not give up a run, a few hits, but Tyler Seeley is going to make a change because this is the second time out for the mound to talk to Kipton Kruger. Boy, Kruger is upset with himself. I told you, what a spot, what a tough spot for a freshman to be the starting pitcher of a state championship game. Kipton handled the pressure just fine against Council Grove on Monday. It was spectacular, in fact. But here today, Girard has been able to bat around. And Coach Seeley make a pitching change. We'll tell you who the new pitcher is when we return. Girard 2, Silver Lake nothing in the bottom of the first from Manhattan on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, Steve Engineer Bobby Henneking. Wade Gershner back with you from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Brady Hogle is the new pitcher for Silver Lake. So Kipton Kruger goes to shortstop. Hogle goes from center to the mound. We'll try to figure out. I think Ray went to right field. Strickland goes to center. Fastball outside from lefty Hogle. Ogle 2-0 on the season. He's making his 15th appearance on the mound. He had five starts this year. ERA of 3.98. There's a call strike outside corner, 1-1 to the designated hitter, freshman Drake Smith for Girard. Ogle's thrown 31 and two-thirds, 31 hits, 18 earned runs, 28 walks, 31 strikeouts. So he's had some problems with his control at times. He's one of the seniors on this team for Silver Lake. This one fouled off to the right. Ogle also has a save this year. He's hit 10 batters. Popped up to the same spot to the right and over the seats. Burlington won the third place game yesterday over Russell Victoria 13-6. So they take home third. There's a breaking ball called strike three. Nice pitch by Brady Hogle. Strikes out Drake Smith. Second out of the inning. Bases are loaded for Girard. Two runs in. Bruning at third. Jackson Smith at second. Blake Brokaw over at first. Those runners inherited by Hogle along to Kipton Kruger, even though he's no longer on the mound. Two runs, two hits in the inning. A couple of walks issued. A 1-0 pitch. It's hit the right field, and that could be trouble going back his way, and he can't get it. It rolls all the way to the fence, the right field corner, rounding second and chugging for third with a triple, driving in three runs is Ben Coley. Robbie Bruning, Jackson Smith, and Blake Brokaw all come around the score. All three of those runners are runs charged to Kipton Kruger. And Girard leads 5-0 with two out, bottom of the first, and they have a runner at third. And this one skied a mile high and off to our left behind the third base dugout and into the stands. Corbin Bowen, the ninth batter to come to the plate, a junior center fielder number 10. Center fielder Strickland shaded a little bit to left center. Ray is in right field now, as I mentioned. Couldn't catch up to it. Here's a bunt. Monholland pounces on it. He's got to hurry. Throw to first and just did get him. Or Girard be up 6-0. Five runs on three hits. No errors. One man left on base and a couple of walks by Silver Lake pitching. At the end of one, 3A state championship for Manhattan. It's Girard 5, Silver Lake nothing on 96.9 The Pulse.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Left-handed batter Kipton Kruger, a freshman, has started off for Silver Lake in the top of the second. Big hill to climb for the Eagles against one of the best pitchers in the state. And Cam Smith, the Arkansas commit, 5-0. Girard scoring all five at the bottom of the first. This one fouled straight back. Good swing on a fastball by Kruger. Kipton hitting 394, 37 hits, 19 RBIs, 32 runs scored, 8 stolen bases. He went one-third of an inning and then was replaced by Brady Hogle on the mound. So Kipton gave up two hits. He hit a batter, walked two, and all five of those batters that reached came around to score. And then Hogle able to prevent a sixth run from scoring. The big blow was the three-run triple with the bases loaded by Ben Cullen, as he hit it down the right field line and just past Lane Ray, and it rolled all the way to the wall. That allowed three runners to score, and Cullen able to chug into third with a triple, but he was stranded there at the end of the first inning. Today's game is presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Smith kicks and fires, and another good swing on the fastball by Kipton Kruger, but he's down on the count, one ball and two strikes. Silver Lake had allowed only one run in 15 innings in the state tournament, and selling it down the right field line. Foul is Kruger. 1-0 win over Council Grove, 2-1 win over Russell in 8 innings. So the Eagles have only scored 3 runs in 15 innings, but they've only given up 1 until today. They called strike 3 with a breaking ball that paints the outside corner. It freezes Kruger. He's down looking for the second out, or excuse me, the first out of the second inning. Smith with his second strikeout. Here's Miles Kibbia Jr. hitting .319, 30 hits, 10 doubles, a home run, 26 RBIs, had an RBI double to give Silver Lake a 1-0 lead in the fourth against Russell on Wednesday in the semis. Ground ball to third. Nice diving play by the third baseman. Gets up, throws a one-hopper on the turf. Able to gun down Miles Kibbe. 5-3 goes to play. 5 up, 5 down for Cam Smith against the Silver Lake batting order. And here's Don Monhall, the sophomore catcher, hitting .244 with 20 hits, 25 runs, 13 RBIs. He's stolen 18 bases. Right-handed batter wiggles the bat and takes a fastball a little bit high and outside for a ball. So Girard has scored more runs in the first inning today than Silver Lake had given up the entire state tournament this week, which is a total of one run. Breaking ball in for a strike. Well, Smith's got the fastball. If he can locate that and then his off-speed pitches, he's going to be tough to deal with. And on top of that, he's been staked to a 5-0 lead. Monhon, swing and a miss at the change. 1-2. That's the thing. Now Smith can just relax. With a 5-0 lead, it won't be as tight. And there's a check swing. He went around, they say, did Monholland for the third out of the inning. A very quick 1-2-3 in the second for the Silver Lake offense. As Cam Smith strikes out two of the three Eagles he faces in the second. At the end of 1.5, Girard 5, Silver Lake nothing on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mission Valley winning today in the semifinals, 2-1A softball in Lawrence by a final of 2-0 over Uniontown. So Pittsburgh Colgan in the softball championship in 2-1A later today against Mission Valley, who ended Rossville's season in round one. Low breaking ball misses outside left-handed batter, which is Briggs Buckingham, the freshman, who singled, stole second, stole third, and scored. Excuse me, he walked, stole second, stole third, and scored. It's one to third baseman Kibbe. Kibbe has time, throws the laser over to first, and Buckingham is retired for the first out of the inning against the relief pitcher Brady Hogle, a left-handed pitcher. Able to get the final two outs of that first inning, but the damage been done. The key swing, Ben Cullen with the bases clearing three-run triple. Mission Valley against Colgan for the 2-1A Girls Softball Championship today. The 3A Girls State Softball Championship will be Silver Lake and Southeast Lean tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. From Lawrence, I'll have the call for you right here on 96.9 The Pulse, the free MSC radio app, and online, mscsports.net. Swing and a miss. At a change by Hogan, one ball and one strike. To Breyer Schultz, who grounded out to the shortstop, Ray, in the first. This one sprayed out of play to the right. The third place softball games in Class 2-1A and 3-A were canceled yesterday due to the weather, which is obviously very unfortunate. The 1-2 just missed a little bit low. The right-handed batter, Breyer Schultz. Jeff West was up 6-0 in the top of the first against Haven in that third-place game in Lawrence. They went to play that at Free State because there's a dirt infield that was too muddy to play at KU, all turf at Lawrence Free State. But game stopped due to lightning, rain delay, and eventually they just said, we can't get it in all the rain. And the count 3-2 now, Hogle to Breyer Schultz. So thus, Jeff West and Haven both awarded third place in 3A softball. And this just missed a little bit low from Hogle. Didn't miss by a lot. So Schultz is aboard on the free pass issued by Brady Hogle. Brings up Aiden Ashbacher, the senior, who had a single, drove in a run, stole a base, and scored in the five-run first. So Uniontown will not get to play another game after losing today in the semis at 2-1A. They would have played Dexter Cedarvale. But that one canceled due to the weather from yesterday, from what we have been told. First pitch is strike to Ashbacher. Fastball misses upstairs. 1-1. And certainly third place games, you know, they're not a state championship game. Totally understand they're different games. But if you're a senior walking off the field like in the semifinals and you lose, you're thinking, well, at least get one more game with my teammates, my classmates, especially if you're a senior. One more chance to go out as a winner. Yes, you could lose two in a row, end your career. And all of a sudden you find out next day that, hey, the game's been canceled. Weather's bad and we're not even going to reschedule. It's canceled. And that has to certainly hurt for those kids that wanted another chance to play. Stolen base there by Schultz as Monahan dropped the ball as he was trying to make the transfer. The 1-2 is hit well to left field. Going back is Jax Ross, and he makes the play. He's been solid on left all season long, and especially this week at the state tournament, makes the put out for out number two. He'll fly out to left field for Ashbacher, and here's Robbie Bruning, who singled, stole second, stole third, drove in a run and scored a run in the five-run first for Girard. Girard, five runs, three hits, all in that bottom of the first. Brady Hogle in relief of the freshman Kipton Kruger. Ground ball to short. Kipton, the shortstop, has it. Backhands, throws, and in time. Great play there by Kipton Kruger. Made it look very, very easy, just the freshman. So Hogle works around a one-out walk. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base at the end of two. 3A Baseball State Championship for Manhattan. It's Girard 5, Silver Lake nothing on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The top of the third inning. It is Ben Renfro, the designated hitter, then Jax Ross, sophomore left fielder, Aiden Strickland, the junior right fielder. The 7-8-9 hitters due up against star pitcher, right-handed Perler, Cam Smith pop up behind home plate and into the stands to our left. We are just to the left of home plate. Got a great view in the press box here at Thornton Family Stadium in Manhattan, home of the K-State Wildcats, home to state baseball this week in 4A, 3A, and 2-1A. High chopper to first, gobbled up there. Nice play, knocking it down, plenty of time. Ben Cullen goes to the bag, three unassisted, and Renfro is retired. Cam Smith has faced seven Eagle batters, and he has sent them to the dugout with outs. Seven up, seven down. Here is Jax Ross, sophomore, batting 186. 11 hits, 10 RBI, 7 runs scored. Right-handed bat, and pops it up behind us. Aiden Ashbacher in left, Corbin Bowen in center, Briggs Buckingham in right, Jackson Smith at third, Robbie Bruning at short, Ryer Schultz at second, Ben Cullen at first, Blake Brokaw behind the plate. The defense for right-handed pitcher Cam Smith. Fastball misses outside, 1-1. Girard making their fifth state tournament appearance in school history, all since 2002. They finished fourth in 2022 in Class 3A, losing to Collegiate in the semis with 21-5 that year. And here's a pop-up a mile and a half into the sky. Shortstop comes in behind the mound to make the catch. Robbie Bruning able to retire Jax Ross on the high, high pop-up. So eight up, eight down, and here's Aiden Strickland hitting 310, starting right field. He's now in center field after the pitching change with Hogo going from center to pitcher, Kruger going from pitcher to short, Ray going from short to right field. And he throws a curve in for a strike, and Smith is dealing, and he's confident, and he has a five-run lead so he can challenge hitters. He doesn't have to be too fine. He can mix it up. He can even experiment a little bit if he wants to as to what he wants to throw. Because even if he gives up a walk or he gives up a homer, really Cam Smith's job as a pitcher right now with a 5-0 lead in a state championship game is make Silver Lake earn it. Don't walk a whole bunch of batters. Don't hit batters. See if Silver Lake can hit you. So far, Silver Lake has not been able to. Eight up, eight down. Aiden Strickland late on a fastball. He's down to count 0-2. Cam Smith has struck out three Eagles, hasn't allowed a hit, no walks, has a perfect game so far. 5-0, Girard. All five in the bottom of the first. Breaking ball in the dirt, gets stopped by the catcher, Brokaw. Girard in regionals shut out Galena 10-0, Cherryvale 7-0, beat Heritage Christian in championship 7-2, then Jeff West 6-1 in the first round of state. Semis, Burlington, they won 2-1, so they'd only allowed two runs so far in this tournament. As Girard, a big sweeping breaking ball. The curve drops in there for strike three, and Strickland is left looking at the plate, shaking his head as he goes to the dugout. 1-2-3 down in order again. Go the Eagles at the end of 2.5. It's Girard 5, Silver Lake nothing on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Our umpires today, John Wandra, Eddie Smith, and Dean Carson. Silver Lake has been shut down. Nine up, nine down. They have no hits. Perfect game through three innings by star pitcher Cam Smith for Girard. Brady Hogle on a relief of Kipton Kruger. First pitch called strike. The right-handed batter, number five hitter Jackson Smith, who was hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored in the five-run first. Girard just one senior on their roster. They're 23-5 from the CNC League. Lost to Frontenac twice. Frontenac lost in the first round of state to Burlington this week. And here's a line drive to right center. Base hit and in the gap. Rounding first. Big turn going to second, trying to get a double. And Jackson Smith is in there with a quick first slide. Extra base hit to lead off the third for Girard. And for the Trojans, that's their fourth hit of the ball game. Looking to add to a 5-0 lead. So Blake Rokob will step in. He walked and scored on that bases loaded clearing triple off the bat of Ben Cullen. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance, wiggles his bat. Runner at second, scoring position, nobody out. Bottom of the third, 5-0 in favor of Girard, trying to win their first ever state championship, their first ever appearance in the state title game. And the breaking ball in for a strike from Hogle, the lefty. Checks the runner, comes home, and misses low and away. One ball and one strike. Hogle, a senior, left-handed pitcher. He also bats left-handed as well. He comes home, and that is called a strike. Nicely done there by Hogle. Good pitch. Silver Lake, 18 kids out for baseball this year, 6 seniors, 5 juniors, 3 sophomores, and some freshmen. And here's the throw from Kibbe, ranging to his left, makes the play. Runner moves up to third on the ground out. Hard hit, but right at Kibbe, makes a good play. Jackson Smith advances to third, one out in the bottom of the third, and that brings up Craig Smith, who struck out looking. In the first, he was the first batter to face Brady Hogle. Eagles have 4 freshmen on the team to complete that thought. Pitch misses, a ball. Silver Lake beating Counts Grove in the first round of state on Monday, 1-0. Russell Victoria beat Colby 3-0. The 1-0 pitch. Popped up behind home plate. Monhall on the sophomore ranges to his right and squeezes it for the second out of the third. 2 down. That brings up Ben Cullen, who had the 3-run triple to clear the bases in the 5-run first. He's a junior. First baseman number 12 for Girard, who's in those white unis with the maroon numerals and lettering. Maroon along the sleeves. Lefty Hogle kicks and fires. Pop up right side. Womack says he has it. Back pedals to the outfield turf and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So Hogle's been very effective in relief. There was a leadoff double, but no runs, no errors. That one hit and one left on base. Into 3, 5-0 Girard in a 3A state championship from Manhattan on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Bobby Enneken, Wade Gershon with you on this Friday afternoon, headed into the evening hours on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network. Brady Hogle, Dane Johnson, Drew Womack due up for Silver Lake in the top of the fourth against Cam Smith, whose fastball dots the outside corner for strike one. Cam Smith has faced the minimum so far, 9 Eagle batters through 3 innings. He struck out 4. He has a perfect game going so far. No walks. There are no errors, no hit batters. And there he's able to throw the curveball in for a strike. It's 0-2. So he's locating his fastball. He's throwing his breaking ball for a strike. And it keeps hitters off balance. Vogel hitting .287 on the year, 33 hits, 33 runs, scored a homer, 17 RBI, 17 stolen bases. One of six seniors on the roster at Silver Lake takes the fastball high. 1-2. Hogel grounded out to the pitcher in the first. Swing and a miss at a pitch down. And Hogel is the fifth strikeout victim of Cam Smith. And you can see why Cam Smith is going to pitch and play D1 ball in the SEC with Arkansas. That's where he's committed to play. He's a junior, so he'll be back next year for Girard. And Girard just one senior on the roster. They're going to be scary good a year from now as well. As Dane Johnson ground out to the third baseman, Jackson Smith in the first, takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. The pitch, swing and a miss. Dane trying to pull it and could not. Dane, one of the best players in the state, 3A basketball. Boys basketball team got third in Hutch. As Dane spoils this one off to the right. Dane, outstanding wide receiver for the football team. He'll be participating in the Shrine Bowl this summer. Open stance for the moment. Right-handed batter, Silver Lake second baseman. Takes this pitch just off the plate. Very close. Cam Smith thought he had strike three. Didn't get the call. If Dane takes another one that close, I would be willing to bet the umpire will ring him up. John Wandra, Eddie Smith, Dean Carson, our umpiring crew. This one low and in the dirt and off to the left. Dane avoids swinging at that pitch that was out of the zone. Dane, one homer, 21 RBIs, 29 hits, hitting .293. Was sensational on the mound in that win over Russell in the semis. 8 innings, just 1 run allowed, and just 1 hit. But he swings and misses at some high cheese on the outside part of the plate. So Dane is out. He's 0 for 2. That's 6 strikeouts now for Cam Smith, who struck out 9 Jeff West Tigers in 5 2/3 Monday in Overland Park in the first round of state against the 2-seed Tigers. Jeff West won the Big East League title. Silver Lake finished in a tie for fourth at 12-8, and yet Silver Lake's the one in the state championship game. Got hot at the right time. Fastball missing to Womack. This one called strike 1-1. Drew struck out swinging in the first. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, pulling the string is Smith, and he is in quite a rhythm right now. Just playing catch with his battery mate behind the plate, Blake Brokaw. The 1-2 is ripped through for a base hit past the diving shortstop, Robbie Bruning. Drew Womack delivers Silver Lake's first hit, and the perfect game for Cam Smith is done after 3 2/3 as Womack able to lace a single to left center. Here's Kipton Kruger, struck out looking in the first. The first base runner of the game takes place in the fourth inning for Silver Lake. They're down 5-0. Girard, all 5 of their own in the bottom of the first. This one foul off a laser, but a little bit late on that fastball. Kipton Kruger into the netting above the Girard dugout. Girard, the home team, a 7th seed, but the higher seed, so they're the home team in the third base dugout. Silver Lake, the low seed, number 8 seed in the first base dugout to our right. The 0-1 pitch, there goes the runner. The throw down is in time, and Womack is caught stealing. Great throw by Brokaw. And so even though Cam Smith allowed a base runner, he is erased trying to steal. No runs, a hit, no errors, no one left on base. To the bottom of the fourth, Girard 5, Silver Lake nothing in the 3A Baseball State Championship in Manhattan on 96.9 The Pulse, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
I got cards, and Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m., with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Hogo Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogo Plumbing and Sewer Service.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the bottom of the fourth, Silver Lake trailing 5-0. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball thrown by Brady Hogel. Corbin Bowen, a junior center fielder, bunted his last time up, and Monhall and the catcher threw him out. And this chopper foul past Coach Bob Fornelli, Hall of Fame coach, who coached Emporia State, Fort Hays State, led the Tigers and Hornets to the Division II national runner-ups at each school. Retired from Pittsburgh State a year ago, first year at Girard, and they're in their first ever state championship game and are only a few innings away from maybe winning a state championship. One ball, two strikes on Bowen. Fifth state tournament appearance for Girard. Silver Lake making their 41st. Silver Lake has 15 state championships, four state runner-ups. And Girard, as we said, hasn't won a state title, just their fifth state appearance. Silver Lake in the state championship game for the first time since 2013. And looking for their first state title since 2011. A stoppage of play, home plate umpire writing some things down here. Hogel is ahead, McCout, one ball and two strikes. Coach Steely came out for a little bit from the dugout. No arguments or anything like we saw in the 4A state title game. Fouling it off to the right is Corbin Bowen. Mulvane won the 4A baseball championship over Topeka Hayden. 9-4, Hayden's first base coach and one of their fans was ejected after there was a play at the plate that was, the runner was called out. And obviously, Hayden did not agree with the call. Things got a little bit feisty and heated in that 4A title game. Fastball outside after a miss inside and the count full, three balls and two strikes to Corbin Bowen. So Hayden state runner-up in 4A. Mulvane wins the title 9-4. The 3-2 from the lefty, Hogel, swing and a miss. Chasing a pitch just outside was Bowen, the junior. So the strikeout for Hogel, that is his second. He's allowed a couple of hits, but no runs. After taking over for Kipton Kruger in the first inning with the bases loaded, one out. He almost got out of it. He struck out Drake Smith, but then Cullen was able to hit a triple past the right fielder to clear the bases. But Hogel was close to keeping it a 2-0 game. Instead, it ended up being a 5-0 game. Hogel throws this in for a strike after missing with his first pitch. 1-1 to Briggs Buckingham. He is a freshman right fielder. Walked, stole second and third, and scored in the 5-run first inning. Grounded out to the third baseman, Kibbe, in the second. Hogel, this one gets away from him and behind and over the head of the batter Buckingham and all the way to the backstop, but no damage done as there are no Trojans on the base pass. Hogel kicks and fires and a called strike. Well, that looked a little bit outside, but Eagles will take it. 2-2 the count with one out. Bottom of the fourth, Girard 5, Silver Lake nothing. Ray is the right fielder, Strickland shaded right center. Beyond the KS that is painted on the field here at Kansas State, out in center. Strickland's your center fielder. Left fielder is Jax Ross. As the pitch misses low and away, 3-2 the count. Kippy is your third baseman. Kruger at short. Dane Johnson second. Womack at first. Monahan the catcher. Lefty versus lefty. Swing and a miss. He pulled the string. Nice pitch by Hogel to strike out Buckingham. So Hogel has a chance to strike out Girard. Chance to strike out the side against the Trojan batting order here in the bottom of the fourth. Two down and brings up Breyer Schultz, who grounded out to the shortstop in the first. That's when Ray was playing short. Pitch misses low and inside. And then he walked and was stranded in the second. Hogel struck out three, walked one, giving up just two hits. Brings it home and misses outside. He's gone 3 1/3 in relief. Behind the batter, Schultz at the moment, 2-0. Silver Lake, no runs, a hit, and that hit was erased as Womack was caught stealing last half inning. Called strike by the home plate umpire. 2-1 to count. 5 runs, 4 hits for Girard. The 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Girard scored their 5 runs. They were helped out by a couple walks, a hit batter, and the 3 hits. And as I said, the big blow was the 3-run triple by Colin. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Swing, and the ball is missed by the batter. Gets away from the catcher, Monahan. He jumps on it, fires the first, as he had to go all the way to the left side of home plate and had to make a long throw, but Monahan on the money. Nice defensive play by the sophomore catcher. Goes down as a strikeout. Hogle strikes out the side. Down in order go the Girard Trojans to the top of the fifth, 5-0 Girard. On 96.9 The Pulse, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They're here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the top of the fifth, Girard 5, Silver Lake 0. Fastball overthrown by Cam Smith. The ace pitcher, Girard, one of the best pitchers in the state, has shut down Silver Lake thus far. Gave up just 1 hit, a single to Drew Womack in the last half inning, and then Drew was gunned down trying to steal second. So Cam Smith has faced the minimum, and he has a 1-1 count on Kipton Kruger. Swings and misses, now takes this one right down the chute. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Kipton struck out looking in the second, hitting 394 on the year. Swings and misses at one low. It bounced, so thus the catcher has to throw the first to make it official with first base unoccupied, and Kipton Kruger strikes out for the second time today. Kipton was the starting pitcher when a third of an inning, allowed a couple of hits, 5 runs, walked 2, hit a batter. All 5 batters that got on base against Kipton came around to score. Ogle's been really good in relief. Fastball inside to Miles Kibbia, Jr., who had the RBI double to give Silver Lake a lead against Russell on Wednesday, and then the sacrifice fly to give Silver Lake the lead again to break a 1-1 tie in the top of the eighth after Kipton Kruger tripled. Ended up being the game-winning fly ball by Kibbia. So he drove in both of Silver Lake's runs in that 2-1 win in 8 innings over Russell on Wednesday in the semis. 1 ball, 1 strike to the right-handed hitting third baseman of Silver Lake. Pitch misses a little high and away. 2-1. 1 out, top of the fifth, 5-0 Girard. All 5 in the first for the Trojans. Pitch misses, 3-1. Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Kicking and firing is Cam Smith. Fastball that dots the outside corner. Count is full. 3-2 to Miles Kibbia. One of 5 juniors on the roster, right-handed bat, takes this one just outside and the ball 4. Very close. That's the first walk issued by Cam Smith, just a second base runner for the Eagles. And here is Don Monholland, number 2, the catcher for the Eagles, hitting 244, 13 RBI. He's 0-1, struck out swinging in the second. Cam Smith walked 1. He struck out 7 Eagles. Kibbia with his lead at first. He does not go. The pitch just missed. Ball 1. On deck, the designated hitter, senior Ben Renfro, and then Jax Ross. After that, Aiden Strickland. 1-0 pitch to Mon Holland. Catches the inside corner. 1-1. Outfield playing Mon Holland to right center. They don't think he'll pull the ball against Cam Smith. This one misses way outside. Smith, 47 pitches thrown through the first four innings. So really no worries about the pitch count. You're allowed 105 in this situation. If you have the proper amount of rest, you have the full 105. 2-1 to count. Smith did not pitch Wednesday. He pitched Monday. Fastball misses. So for the first time today, Cam Smith has fallen behind a few hitters. 3-1 to count on Mon Holland. Kibbe over at first, one out. Kibbe reached thanks to the free pass. The 3-1 delivery is a fastball for a strike. As Mon Holland threw the bat to the right, thinking it was ball four. It's always a little embarrassing. Sometimes the umpires don't appreciate that. Not that I think Mon Holland did it on purpose, trying to show up the umpire. I just think he thought it was ball four. Instead, they say it just did clip the outside corner. So the count is full. 3-2 to Mon Holland. Right-handed batter versus right-handed pitcher. The payoff pitch, and this one is outside. And Mon Holland throws the bat this time and knows he gets to go to first. The back-to-back walks issued by Cam Smith, and that means a conference on the mound. That's coming out to talk to Cam Smith, one of the assistant coaches. Alex Kafka, Brendan Schmidt are the assistants. Bob Fornelli is the head coach for Girard. Cam Smith retired the first 11 batters he faced. Womack reached on a two-out single in the fourth, then was caught stealing to end the fourth. Kruger struck out to start the fifth, but then Kibbe walked, and now Mon Holland has walked as well. So the first runner in scoring position of the day for Silver Lake. Girard's pitching, we talked about how good it's been. It only allowed two runs through the first two games of this state tournament. Silver Lake, even better, only allowed one run in the first two games of this tournament. And Girard putting up the five spot in the bottom of the first, and it's been goose eggs ever since. Five runs, four hits for Girard. No runs, one hit for Silver Lake, but they have something cooking. Runners at first and second, one out. And here's a ground ball to short. This could be two off the bat of Renfro, and they do turn it to get out of the inning. Back to the conference on the mound. One pitch, chopper the short, and they turn two, 6-4-3, and Smith is out of the mini jam. To the bottom of the fifth, Girard 5, Silver Lake nothing. On 96.9, the Pulse, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, today's game is presented by Jack Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Jack Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Huge thank you to our sponsors making it possible today on 96.9 The Pulse. They include Stock Grower State Bank, Silver Lake Community Foundation, Silver Lake Booster Club, I Got Cards in Silver Lake, Next Gen Cattle Company, Horak Legacy Group, Mammoth Sports Construction, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Roast by Brian, Quartz Investment Partners, Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service, Cindy Glenn Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home. To name just a few. Bottom of the fifth, Girard leading 5-0 over Silver Lake and bunting and laying it down, but going foul down the third baseline is Aiden Ashbacher, a senior, singled, stole a base, drove in a run, and scored in the first. Flew out to the left fielder Ross in the second. He is 1-for-2. Also, a big thank you to Giant Communications, Community National Bank, Lamberson Construction, Integrity Insurance, Chris Gross Construction, Allstate Insurance, Brian Green Agent, Bob's Janitorial, Morton Buildings, and Community Healthcare System. So Ashbacher, after trying to lay down the bunt, takes this pitch outside for a ball. Brady Hoegele has been very good in relief. He came on in the first in relief of the freshman Kipton Kruger. This pitch misses, 2-1. Kruger went 1/3 of an inning, 2 hits, allowed 5 runs. He walked a couple, hit a batter. But Hoegele has done a very nice job going 3 2/3. Just a couple of hits, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. He struck out the side in the fourth, and he has the hitter off balance and chops it foul to the right side, does Ashbacher. Ashbacher hitting .382 on the year. Once again, the only senior on the roster for Girard. And he hits this deep to left field. Is the state fair? It does not. It just does. Sliced foul down the left field line. Ross trying to give it a look. We have a huge ballpark. This is a college baseball field here at Thornton Family Stadium in Manhattan. You have 325 down the left field line, 320 down the right field line, 375 to the power alleys and left and right center, 390 to straightaway center. So 2 balls and 2 strikes to Ashbacher, who gave that one a ride, but went foul. Hoegele delivers. It's popped up behind us, changed speeds, and Ashbacher was out in front. He was sitting on a fastball. Silver Lake 6-6 in one-run games this year, but 2-0 in one-run games at state. 1-0 over Council Grove, and then 2-1 over Russell in 8 innings on Wednesday. The 2-2 offering is low, and the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Southpaw delivers, and this is outside for ball 4. So a leadoff walk issued by Hoegele to Ashbacher. Second walk given up by Hoegele. And that brings up Robbie Bruning, who singled, stole a couple bases, drove in a run, and scored in the bottom of the first. Grounded out to the shortstop Kruger in the second. Hoegele checks the runner. He's at the belt. Gibby coming in expecting bunt. Pitch misses low and inside for ball 1. So we mentioned Silver Lake shut out Council Grove in the first round on Monday 1-0. Russell Victoria shut out Colby 3-0. Girard beat Jeff West 6-1. And Burlington got by Frontenac 5-3. That was the first round matchups. 1-0 pitch. Kibbe in. And there goes the runner. Monhan fires it down. Bobbled it for a moment. So instead of having to bunt him in the second, it's a stolen base for Ashbacher. First stolen base for Girard since the first inning. But they stole 6 bases in that first inning. And now they have their 7th stolen base of the game. The Robbie Bruning, a junior shortstop. 1-for-2 at the plate. Runner in scoring position. The 2-0 pitch is high and away for ball 3. Of course, Wednesday, the semifinals, Silver Lake winning in 8 innings over Russell Victoria 2-1, and Girard hanging on to beat Burlington 2-1. Burlington had runners at 2nd and 3rd in the bottom of the 7th, but could not score the tying run. Hoegele fires and almost hit him, or did it hit him? That didn't matter. It's ball 4. It was 3-0 the count. So Hoegele, he's had a few control issues at times this year, but has pitched well at other times, and he's pitched well so far today. But now, after striking out the side in a 4th, he's walked the first 2 batters he faces in the 5th, as Ashbacher is at 2nd, Bruning over at 1st, brings up Jackson Smith, the sophomore 3rd baseman, who's hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored in the 1st, doubled, was stranded in the 3rd. Now, the Seeley, the head coach in 6th year, he was a member of the last state championship team at Silver Lake back in 2011 under head coach Alan Cunningham. Talking things over to Hoegele and his infield on what they want to do defensively here is, you would think there'll be a bunt coming from Jackson Smith with runners at 1st and 2nd. Girard looking to add to their 5-0 advantage. Third place game in 3A yesterday here in Manhattan. Burlington won over Russell Victoria 13-6. Burlington taking on 3rd, Russell Victoria 4th. Womack comes in at 1st. The throw down to 3rd, gets past the 3rd baseman, rounding 3rd, chugging a home, and in on the errant throw is Ashbacher. So they showed bunt, had a double steal on. Ashbacher able to steal 3rd. Bruning on the double steal, steals second. And Bruning now at third, and Ashbacher comes home on the throwing error. First error of the game for Silver Lake. They've given up five free passes. Coach Seeley, second home plate umpire, perhaps asking for some kind of obstruction interference from the batter, so for Monhon to make that throw. He is trying to throw to third. You have a right-handed batter in the box, which is Jackson Smith. Talking to home plate umpire, but nothing will be changed. So Bruning is out at third. One run is in. 6-0 Girard. First run of the game since the bottom of the first. 6 runs. 4 hits for the Trojans. No runs. A hit for Silver Lake. Bottom of the fifth. Runner at third. Eagles pull in the infield. Can't afford to give up any more runs. And they will. A blooper to left center. A base hit for Jackson Smith. His second hit of the game. An RBI. That scores Robbie Bruning. And the two base on balls, Ashbacher and Bruning, come around to score. So here's Blake Brokob, who walked and scored in the 5-run first and grounded out to the third baseman Kibbe in the third. Officially 0 for 1. Pitches outside a ball. Unofficially, Girard with 9 stolen bases in the game. 6 in the first inning, a couple of double steals, and then a double steal here in the fifth. Pretty good lean over first. Hogle, ground ball off the bat of Brokob, chopped foul wide of third. 1-1 the count. Class 2-1A boys baseball, TMP and Pittsburgh Colgan after this game here in Manhattan at 6:40 for the championship. TMP 29-1. Colgan is 19-7. Rossville took home third yesterday, beating Frankfurt 11-1. Ogle comes home. Fastball well outside, 2-1. Frankfurt representing the TBL, Rossville from the Big East League. Big East League got 3 teams in the state tournament. Rossville in 2-1A. Jeff West lost the first round in 3A. They were the Big East League champs, and Silver Lake in the state championship. Pitch dropped there by Monhon, gets away, and the runner advances to second. Jackson Smith moves up to second. What you could consider that, I guess, a pass ball. 2-2 the count on Brokaw. 7-0 Girard. Swing and a miss. Pulling the string was Hogle. That pitch took forever to get to the plate, it seems, but Brokaw couldn't wait on it. He swings and misses, strikes out for the first out of the inning. Hogle has struck out 5 Girard Trojans. So 1 down, 2 runs are in the fifth. 7-0 Girard. Trojans have a runner at second in the form of Jackson Smith, their third baseman, who drove in a run with a single a moment ago. Here's a swing and a miss. Ball gets away. Runner's going to try to advance, and he does. The third. Way down is a wild pitch for Hogle. Hey, Girard doesn't waste any time trying to get that extra base. Speed can kill in a lot of sports. You saw the Royals do it 14-15, and they won a World Series because of small ball, putting the ball in play, not striking out, being aggressive on the base pass. Pitch is called a strike on the outside corner. 0-2 the count on Drake Smith, who struck out looking in the first, popped up to the catcher Monhon in the third. He's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Chopper to third. Kibbe comes home in plenty of time, and they gun down the runner who is going on contact in third. And Jackson Smith is out for the second out of the inning. Nice play by Kibbe. So 2 down, and here is Ben Colon with a runner at first. And we have a courtesy runner for the catcher, Brokob. And that would be Quentin Bruning, who is a freshman. Gerard leading 7-0. Pitch pop out of play to the right. Silver Lake in the gold jerseys with the maroon numerals and lettering, the white baseball helmets with the gold bills, white pants. Girard in the home whites with maroon numerals and lettering outlined in their gold and maroon along the right and left shoulder. Strickland shaded to left center. He's playing center after starting the game in right. Ray's now in right. There goes the runner and the pitch. One hop, Mon Holland. Perfect pitch to steal on for Drake Smith. Excuse me. Yeah, that's not Drake Smith. That is Quentin Bruning, who is running for Drake Smith. Swing and ball gets away or not? Foul ball. Say it was a foul ball. But Bruning is over a second. He ran for the designated hitter, Drake Smith. Broke up, struck out, so wasn't a courtesy running for the catcher. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the fifth. Gerard, 7-0. Fly ball, shallow right, could be trouble. Ray comes in and bounces past him. Took his eye off it because he wanted to try to throw home. And Gerard adds to their lead. It's 8-0. Trojans on the RBI single. By Colon, he has 4 RBIs in the game. Had the bases loaded, clearing triple in the first. And now a single here. It advances to second on the air by the right fielder, Ray, when he let the ball get past him. Ray won't call that an error in the box up on the scoreboard, but it should be. I'll tell you why here in a second. There's 2 errors. They haven't put any errors up for Silver Lake. There was the throw to third that got away. And that's extra base. 8 runs, 6 hits. Pop up right side. Womack has it near first base in foul territory. And Corbin is retired. And we'll reset that and explain it here in a moment. But Gerard with 2 runs. They had 2 hits. There are a couple of errors. And they leave 1 on base. At the end of 5, Gerard 8, Silver Lake nothing on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant Pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Gerard 8, Silver Lake nothing in the 3A State Baseball Championship from Manhattan. Top of the 6th, pitch from Cam Smith misses low and inside to Jax Rouse, the sophomore left fielder who popped up to the shortstop back in the 3rd. A 1-0 from Cam Smith, fastball misses 2-0. I was telling you earlier that Silver Lake should have 2 errors on the scoreboard. They haven't put it up on the scoreboard, but they should. And I was taught a long, long time ago, as here's the 2-0 pitch. That misses 3-0. Every base has to be accounted for when you're scoring a baseball or softball game. Every base has to be accounted for. Here's the 3-0, and that's a strike. 3-1 to Ross. So when Gerard attempted the double steal in that last inning from first to second, second to third, the throw by the catcher got by. Here's a line drive in the left field. Base hit off the bat of Jax Ross, a sophomore. And that's just the second hit of the ballgame for Silver Lake. Runner on. And that brings up Aiden Strickland, the junior right fielder, who's now the center fielder for the Eagles. Struck out looking in the third. But the runner from second didn't steal third and home. He stole third, and he advanced home on the throwing error by the catcher. So that's it. That should be an error. It's not up on the board. And then Ray, that one's a little bit more questionable in that last inning. Here is the pitch, and it misses for a ball. Ray came up to play the single on a hop so he could try to throw home, and then the ball got past him. He misjudged it, took his eye off the ball. You have to account it's either a double for the hitter or it's a single and then an error for that extra base the runner took after it bounced by Ray. For me, I would be scoring that an error, not because I want to be mean towards anybody in particular, just being objective. I would score it that way no matter what, no matter who is playing right field. Every base has to be accounted for. If you're going to be really, really nice as an efficient scorekeeper, you give the hitter a double and there's no error to the right fielder. And I could see that being possible if you're pretty lenient. But there definitely was an error in regards to the runner scoring from second after trying to steal third. That has to be accounted for. You're not stealing two bases. You're not that fast. Fastest guy in the world can't steal third and home on a throw down. No way. The 2-1. There goes the runner. And a ground ball. Second baseman ranges to his left after went to cover the bag. That preserves a double play. As that was a tailor-made double play ball off the bat of Strickland. Second baseman was starting to go to second to cover because the runner, Ross, took off. It was a hit and run. So Ross advances to second. And Strickland is retired 4-3. Now, if that ball's in the air, it's an easy double play. That's the chance you take, the risk, if you have a hit and run on. The runner goes, hit a line drive right at somebody. It's an easy double play. Swing and a miss there by Hogle. Hogle is 0 for 2. Ran it out to the first baseman unassisted in the first. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Left-handed batter, who's done a really good job in relief on the mound for Silver Lake. Pitch misses outside for a ball. Really, the roughest inning Hogle had was in the bottom of the fifth when he walked the first two batters he faced. They came around to score. They have a couple of RBI singles. 1-1 pitch from Cam Smith. Swing and a miss. Big rip, but no contact. 1-2 the count on Hogle. One of six seniors on the Silver Lake baseball roster. Runner in second is Ross. Base hit would score more than likely. The 1-2 is right down Broadway for strike three, and Hogle knew it. He goes down looking. Two down. That's the first strikeout for Cam Smith since early in the fifth. He walked a couple batters and then got out of that mini jam on a 6-4-3 double play ball hit by Renfro. And earlier when he gave it the first hit, Womack was erased trying to steal second by the catcher Brokop. So when anybody's gotten on base, Cam Smith had help from his defense. Swinging this by Dane Johnson. This could be Hogle and Johnson and Womack's last at bats as Eagles. We're in the top of the sixth. They might not get back up again in the seventh. Fastball outside, 1-1 to Dane Johnson. Dane grounded out to the third baseman in the first. That was Jackson Smith. He struck out swinging in the fourth. 0-2. Pitcher on Wednesday, the second baseman today. Center fielder shaded to right center. And Dane, chopper to the second baseman. He charges and then lobs it over the first. Easy play from Breyer Schultz to retire Dane Johnson. So a leadoff single for Jackson Ross, but he's stranded at second. To the bottom of the sixth, Gerard 8, Silver Lake, down to their final three outs. They have been shut out thus far. State Championship Baseball here on 96.9 The Pulse, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Bottom of the sixth inning, Silver Lake trailing 8-0, and Miles Kibbe will be the new pitcher. So Hogo went 4 2/3. He gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, struck out 5, but I thought Brady did a nice job. And now Miles Kibbe will take over on the hill for the boys in gold. The Ray is over at third. Strickland is in right. Hogle back to center. Kruger at third. Kruger at short. The pitcher called strike from Kibbe. Dane Johnson at second. Womack at first. In left field is Ross. Monahan is behind the plate. Kibbe, a right-handed pitcher, fires, and it's fouled off to the left, late on a fastball. For Gerard is Briggs Buckingham. Walked and scored in the first, grounded out to third and the second, struck out swinging the fourth against Hogle. Left-handed batter, swinging a miss, he strikes out for the second time. When Kibbe strikes out, first batter he faces. Kibbe, a junior. Miles has thrown 23 innings this year. 2-0 record, 26 hits allowed, 16 earned runs, struck out 23, walked 35. ERA of 4.80. Fly ball, center field. Fogle has it, ranging to his right for the easy put out. And Schultz is retired for the second out. Now stepping up to the plate, the only senior on the team for Gerard, Aiden Ashbacher, a left fielder. Just tuning in, Gerard scored 5 in the bottom of the first. The Chase starting pitcher, Kipton Kruger, who went 1/3 of an inning. Hogle came on in relief. It's 2-0 when Hogle came on with the bases loaded. He struck out Drake Smith, but then Ben Cullen hit a fly ball down the right field line for a 3-run double to clear the bases, make it 5-0. Swing and a miss at that pitch from Kibbe by Ashbacher. It stayed 5-0 till the bottom of the fifth. Gerard stopped 2 batters in the inning, walked, and eventually came around to score on RBI hits by Jackson Smith and Ben Cullen. Pitch outside from Kibbe. The 2-1 is ripped but foul down the left field line and almost hit a kid. Holy cow. And just over the netting, and then there's a little play area here at Thornton Family Stadium. Almost hit the kid. Brady Hogle, Drew Womack, Ben Renfro, Dane Johnson, seniors on this team, as the count's full, 3-2. So I said 6 seniors are there, but I think I was looking at my last year's notes. There's actually 4 seniors as the pitch is inside ball 4. And Ashbacher walks after the first 2 were retired, brings up Robbie Bruning, who scored twice, singled and drove in a run, stole 2 bases in the first, walked, stole a base, scored in the 2-run fifth. So your 4 seniors, Hogle, Renfro, Johnson, as ball gets away there from Monholland, and the runner runs up to second. That is Ashbacher. First pitch missing for a ball. Dane Johnson, Ben Renfro, Drew Womack, and Brady Hogle. Those are your 4 seniors. Ground ball to second. Dane Johnson has it, bobbles it, gets it, throws, and retires the batter. Second base, you have time. You can knock it down and still recover and throw the first. Dane did that, didn't panic. Bruning is out 4-3. No runs, no hits, a walk. 1 man left on base. Silver Lake down to their final 3 outs. Gerard 8, Silver Lake nothing in the 3A state championship for Manhattan on 96.9, the Pulse.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m., with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Hogo Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogo Plumbing and Sewer Service.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First pitch fouled off at the plate by senior Drew Womack. Could be his final at bat as a Silver Lake Eagle. His team trailing Girard in a championship. Top of the seventh, 8-0 in favor of the Trojans. Cam Smith has gone the distance so far for Girard. He's been fantastic. There's a swing and a miss. 1-2 the count on Womack, who struck out in the first, singled his last time up in the fourth, but was caught trying to steal second. Cam Smith on the year, 8-1, 93 Ks in 57 innings. Fastball is hit high to the left side of the field. There's room for the third baseman. He makes the catch in foul territory. Jackson Smith hauls it in. Drew is retired on the pop-up to the third baseman for the first out. Silver Lake down to the final two out. Silver Lake in this state tournament this week only scored 3 runs in the span of 21 innings. They scored 1, but it was enough to beat Council Grove on Monday, 1-0. They scored just 2 and 8 innings against Russell, but it was enough as a pitch misses to Kipton Kruger. So not too often you can say that you score 3 runs in a state tournament and you end up getting second place, but that is the case. If Silver Lake does not score in the seventh, they would lose 8-0. They would go 2-1 in this tournament, having only scored 3 runs on offense, giving up just 1 run until today, where they've given up 8, so 9 total. As Kruger sprays it foul to the left side, 2-1 the count on the freshman cleanup hitter, playing shortstop after starting the game on the mound. He has struck out twice, looking in the second, swinging in the fifth. Cam Smith has struck out 8. He's walked 2. He's allowed just 2 hits, a single to Womack and a single to Jackson Ross. Pitch misses high, 3-1. Silver Lake really hasn't had too many threats today offensively. That pitch misses for ball 4. Womack had a 2-out base hit in the fourth, was caught stealing that end of the inning. Then in the fifth, after all,
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care.
Gibby walks, and then Monholland walks. So the runners at first and second were Silver Lake with 1 out, but Renfro hit into a 6-4-3 double play to end the inning. Fastball just inside to Miles Gibby. Gibby came on a relief in the sixth, walked 1, struck out 1, no hits for the junior right-handed pitcher. He's a right-handed batter. And he hits at the right field, a base hit, the third hit of the game. Kruger strolls into second. Only the second time today, Silver Lake has a runner in scoring position. And the third hit of the game for the Eagles. Gibby comes through. And here's Dom Monholland, who struck out in the second, swinging, and then walked in the fifth. Don't forget, Silver Lake softball tomorrow, 11 a.m. from Lawrence. I'll have the call for you. Lady Eagles going for their 14th state softball championship after being state runner-up the last 2 years. They've been so close. Nick Hamilton's been there 4 times, state championship game. 5th time, hopefully, is a charm tomorrow at 11 a.m. against Southeast Saline, who's looking for their first ever state softball championship. 11 a.m., pregame 10:45 right here on 96.9 The Pulse. As 2 swings and misses by Monholland, he's down in the count 0-2. By moving softball for 3-8 to tomorrow, allows Silver Lake fans to support both baseball here and then softball tomorrow. There's a called strike 3. Cam Smith mows down Monholland. He goes down looking. That's 9 strikeouts for Cam Smith, and Silver Lake is down for their final outs. Girard, 8 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Silver Lake, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. Girard fans on their feet, applauding, standing up, awaiting their first ever state championship in baseball. Fastball is high and tight. Ball 1 to Renfro, who grounded out to the first baseman in the third and then hit into that 6-4-3 double play to end the fifth. On deck is Jackson Ross. Runners at first and second, 8-0. Girard. Smith, swing and a miss by Renfro, is down the count. Actually, check that. It's 1-1 to Ben Renfro, the designated hitter, one of the 4 seniors on the team, along with Dane Johnson, Brady Hogle, and Drew Womack. Silver Lakes won 15 state championships. Girard looking for their first ever, the 1-1. is hit foul to the right. And now Silver Lake is down to their final strike, and Cam Smith is one pitch away from jumping in jubilation with a complete game shutout and delivering Girard's first ever state title in baseball. One ball, two strikes, two outs. In for a right-handed hitter against a right-handed ace, Cam Smith. The junior gets the sign, checks the runner at second, at the belt, comes home, and Renfro fouls it straight back in the netting to stay alive for a moment at one and two. Kruger at second, he walked Kibbe at first with a single. Just three singles offensively for Silver Lake today. And three walks issued by Cam Smith. The 1-2 pitch is fouled off again by Renfro. Cam Smith just firing fastballs because I think he wants to blow it by Renfro and win on a swing and a miss. And he knows he can try dial it up a little bit velocity-wise and really fire it in there. Smith coming in this game is ERA 0.27. One of the best pitchers in the state. The 1-2 from Cam Smith. Swing and a miss! He pulled the string. Renfro was sitting on fastballs, fouled him off, but he couldn't hold off on that one. And Cam Smith is mobbed and jumped on right of the mound. Girard celebrating their first ever state championship as they win today over Silver Lake by a final of 8-0. But we said in the pregame, difference between a big contrast in history. Silver Lake, 15 state championships in baseball. It's their 20th state title game appearance. Girard's first ever state title game appearance, looking for the first ever state title. And you knew that you couldn't let Girard score too many runs today because of the outstanding pitcher on the mound and Cam Smith. Unfortunately, Silver Lake, they were down 5-0 after the first inning, and it was a gigantic climb the rest of the way. And Cam Smith, just too good. He shuts out Silver Lake, a three-hit shutout, and Girard is your state champ. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll hear the announcer with the regional runner-up, not regional, but the state runner-up trophy. So let's just take a one-minute timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
.233.
Complete game shutout for Girard. Seven innings, three hits, walk three, struck out nine. Silver Lake being announced as the state runner-up. They will get their trophy, and now they'll get their medals. Tyler Seeley, the head coach, to give the medals to his players. They're going through all the players that are getting their medals as we speak. Kason Kruger, Rylan Young, Eli Schuler, Kipton Kruger getting his medal now. Calvin Connor, a freshman, number 26, getting his medal. Don Monholland, the Silver Lake catcher, getting his second place medal. Jackson Ross, now approaching Coach Seeley. Also, Jackson Water, sophomore, number 17. Zach Adams, a sophomore, number 19, getting his medal. Tyler Rollenhagen, a sophomore, number 24, to get his. Gavin Flack, a junior, number 1. Junior Lane Ray, getting his second place medal. Miles Kibbe now getting his, the junior third baseman. Aiden Strickland, a junior, will be back next year as well. Brady Hogel, senior for Silver Lake. Drew Womack, senior for the Eagles. What a year Drew had in a career. Ben Renfro, senior, getting his second place medal. And Dane Johnson, third place of state in boys basketball last 2 years, and now state runner-up in baseball for Dane. So Silver Lake gets all their medals, and Coach Seeley gets the state runner-up trophy. That it'll add to the trophy collection at Silver Lake. There's not a lot of room left. Over 70 state championships, I believe it is now, for Silver Lake. Could add another one tomorrow with softball. All right, we'll take a timeout here. Back in 2 minutes to wrap it up from Manhattan. Girard now getting their championship hardware, their first ever state title. They beat Silver Lake today 8-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student-athletes. Good luck at state.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's been a heck of a year for the Silver Lake baseball team, and they come up one win shy of a 16th state championship in school history in baseball as Girard, their starting pitcher, just too good, and Girard getting the comfortable lead early, and then it was kind of cruise control for Cam Smith, allowed him to relax. Cam Smith with a three-hit complete game shutout of the Eagles. He struck out 10 Silver Lake batters, walked three, scattered three singles. Womack a single, then was caught stealing in the fourth. There was a single from Jackson Ross to lead off the sixth, but he was stranded. And then a single by Kibbe in the seventh. Silver Lake, no runs, three hits, two errors. They left three on base. Girard, eight runs, six hits, no errors. They left four. Girard scores five runs on three hits, helped out a couple of walks and a hit batter in the first. They score three runs, a couple of hits, a couple of errors in the fifth, and they win it by a final of 8-0. Today's game has been presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Kipton Kruger started. He went a third of an inning. He walked two. Gave up two hits, hit a batter. All five of those batters that reached came around to score as Buckingham walked, stole a couple bases. Aiden Ashbacher, an RBI single, made it 1-0, and he stole second. He was driven in by Robbie Bruning. That made it 2-0. And after Silver Lake loaded the base, after Girard loaded the bases, Coach Seeley went to Brady Hogle in relief. He struck out Drake Smith for the second out. Silver Lake was down just 2-0 at the time, but then Ben Cullen hit a bases loaded three-run double down the right field line, a triple that cleared the bases, and that made it 5-0 Girard, and that was more than enough for Cam Smith. Hogle went 4 2/3 in relief, 4 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, and 5 Ks, and he certainly gave Silver Lake a chance, especially up to the 5th. Then he had a couple of walks and a couple of runs, ended up scoring against Hogle. Eventually, 3 runs scored in that inning for a total of 8. But he gave Silver Lake a chance in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. But unfortunately for the Eagles, they just couldn't get anything going against star right-handed junior pitcher Cam Smith, who's committed to play at the SEC for the University of Arkansas. He's now 9-1 this season. He struck out 103 in 64 innings of work. His ERA coming into today was 0.27. And he was as good as advertised. Complete game, 7 innings, 3 hits, walked 3, struck out 10, and gave up just 3 singles. And he was helped out by a little bit of defense. Silver Lake really didn't have a great threat in this game offensively. Womack singled, was caught stealing in the 4th in that inning. Kibbe walked, Monahan walked, 1st and 2nd, 1 out in the top of the 5th. That was really Silver Lake's really only good chance to get something going to avoid a shutout. Renfro hit into a inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. And then the 7th, Kruger walked with 1 out. Kibbe walked 1st and 2nd, but then Smith buckles down, strikes out Monahan on 3 pitches looking, and then he strikes out Renfro after a long battle swinging for his 10th punch out of the game. And Girard ends their season 24-5, state champs for the first time in school history in their 5th state tournament appearance. Silver Lake, they end up being state runner-up.
This is...
Okay. Silver Lake ends up being state runner-up for the 5th time in school history, a runner-up in 55, 95, 03, and 13. 3rd place in 2000, 04, 14, and 17. Last time they're in the state title game was 2013. Last time they won a state title, 2011, when Coach Seeley was then a player, a member of Coach Cunningham's teams, and Coach Cunningham led Silver Lake to 6 state championships. Silver Lake with titles of 53, 54, 70, 75, 77, 78, 80, 82, 96, 97, 98, 05, 08, 09, and 2011. But they'll have to wait at least another year before they get a 16th state championship. They're now 15-5 in state title games. Just think about that. 15-5 in state title games. Not 15-5 during the regular season. 15-5 in state championship games is Silver Lake in baseball. And they've been 3rd on 4 other occasions. Pretty impressive, to say the least. Now, unfortunately, we had talked about this, that baseball and softball or Silver Lake were going for titles in the same year. Silver Lake baseball and softball both won state championships in the same year back in 96, 05, and 09, hoping it would be 2026. That will not be the case, but they still chance for the softball team to get their 14th state championship tomorrow at 11 a.m., pregame at 10:45 from Orocha Ballpark at Rock Chalk Park in Lawrence, as Southeast Saline, number 1 seed, looking for the first ever state softball championship. 26-1 will take on Silver Lake. Lady Eagles 27-4, the 3 seed. Silver Lake state runner-up the last 2 years of Frontenac. Nick Hamilton looking for his first championship as head coach of Silver Lake. And it should be a heck of a game tomorrow, 11 a.m., pregame 10:45, right here on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network, the Eagles and the Trojans. So the Trojans stood in the way of the Silver Lake baseball team today. Gerard Trojans victorious 8-0 in a 3A state championship in baseball. Tomorrow will be the Trojans Southeast Saline standing in the way of Silver Lake Lady Eagles from earning their 14th state championship in softball. Look forward to bringing you all the coverage tomorrow on 96.9 The Pulse between Southeast and Silver Lake. A huge thank you to Bobby Inneking running things back at the studios throughout the week, and she'll be my partner again coming up tomorrow for that softball title game I just referenced. Also, a huge thank you to Tyler Seeley, the head coach of the Silver Lake baseball team, all his cooperation throughout the season, providing with numbers and stats and lineups and so forth. We greatly appreciate him as well. And a big thank you to all our sponsors. They include Giant Communications, Schwartz Investment Partners, Risk by Brian, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Mammoth Sports Construction, Horak Legacy Group, NextGen Cattle Company, I Got Cards, Silver Lake Booster Club, Stock Row State Bank, Silver Lake Community Foundation, Community National Bank, Lamberson Construction, Integrity Insurance, Chris Gross Construction, Bob's Janitorial, Allstate Insurance, Brian Green Agent, Morton Buildings, and Community Healthcare System, along with Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service at Silver Lake and Cindy Glenn Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home. Couldn't do it without those sponsors that make this broadcast possible on the radio. And if you have a chance to thank those sponsors, we would greatly appreciate it. And I think those sponsors and businesses would appreciate that as well. So once again, your final score, the 2026 3A state championship in baseball goes to the Girard Trojans, their first ever state title. They shut out Silver Lake by a final score of 8-0. Silver Lake ends their very successful season. What a Cinderella run it was, all the way to the state finals. Finished fourth in their league, second in the state. They finished their year at 18-12. Thanks for tuning in to High School Baseball. We look forward to bringing a state championship softball tomorrow at 10:45 from Lawrence, Silver Lake, Southeast Saline, on 96.9 The Pulse, MSC Sports Radio Network. Good day from Manhattan.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowles.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowles.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. Fast, it's quick. The setup was so easy, it took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees.